Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Thanks so much, Robin. We're excited to have another live studio session here at 88.5 KNKX, and we're just going to get it rolling. May I introduce you to our studio session today with the Nancy Erickson Quintet.
So you've been hurt, your soul's not mended yet, but like a charm, I could be your best bet, the hope of love and a dream that's meant to be. Just give it a chance, the answer could be me. The choice is yours. You can lock your heart inside and turn your back on the best of mine. You'll never know passion that might have been, unless you give it a chance and let love. Lock your heart inside and turn your back on the best of mine. You'll never know passion that might have been, unless you give it a chance and let love be.
You're tuned to KNKX. It's a live studio session, and you just heard Nancy Erickson singing the Nancy Erickson Quintet, and Nancy wrote that song. And so, of course, now I got some questions for you.
Okay.
So, because the take-home message I got was that love cannot happen unless it actually begins.
That is correct.
And it's kind of a plea to someone.
Yeah.
Was that your idea when you wrote it?
Well, yeah, it was someone I met last summer, and the relationship was faltering, and so I just wrote that song thinking, maybe this might convince him. And actually, it took a couple months. But then I, when it was finished, and I said, hey, by the way, I wrote you a song. And then he listened to it, and it did actually win him over. So we're dating now.
Well, that's what we want to hear. Okay, so that works. That's
yeah,
great.
It works.
Yeah.
So ladies, start writing some songs.
So, so what is your process when you write?
Well, it varies, but for that particular song, it was lyrics first, and they came pretty quickly, and then wrote a melody, and then kind of a basic outline for the chords, but I am a kind of a hack piano player, so I can get, you know, G major 7, that's about it, you know, C, D, et cetera. So I take my music when I write it to a co-writer, and Darren Clendon has been helping me. So he brings the magic, makes it beautiful.
It was wonderful, and it had a really nice, like, mysterious vibe, kind of like summertime in a way.
Yeah,
well, I liked
thank
it.
You.
I really enjoyed it. Well, it's so great to have you here, and you're here with the 200 Trio, and just some great folks, and we can introduce them in a bit. But let's go ahead to the second song, if that works.
All right. This song was, I actually chose this not knowing that there was a documentary being made. This was written by Fred Rogers, who was, of course, Mr. Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And I just liked it because it was, he's such a kind man, and the lyrics are so kind of simple. And if we could all just kind of think this way, I think it would be the world would be a better place. So.
You wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, all the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys.
It did. I told you if you do a song with lyrics by Fred Rogers, I might cry.
And did you?
I did. I'm from that generation, Nancy. You're just like, that's where I grew up. Fred Rogers talking to me and telling me I was special. And those are beautiful lyrics, too, you know, that we're all important. And yeah, you just, that one hit home. And that's on your new CD,
I see.
It's a great tune. You have such a lovely instrument. It sounds like a, to me, like a nice trumpet, like a really like light sounding Chet Baker-esque trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And Nancy Erickson here, live studio session. We have a little audience. It's 88.5 KNKX. I'm Paige Hansen. And with you is this fabulous trio, the 200 Trio, and saxophonist Alex Dugdale. And I didn't warn you guys I was going to ask you this, but can I just go around the horn and ask you guys to tell me what's your favorite thing about playing jazz? Yeah, one. Just one thing. Sorry. So I'm going to hand the microphone over to the drummer. Just tell us your name and your favorite thing about playing jazz.
Wow. Well, that's a big question. My name is Max, and I'm playing the drums. And I would have to say my favorite thing about playing jazz is that I can keep doing it and it never really gets old because it's always changing. And I can always make it my own, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah.
My name is Alex Dugdale, and for me, the best part, my favorite part about playing jazz is the people that I get to work with, and that we're, together saying something, creating, and all sharing together. So for me, it's the people.
Yeah. Collaboration. Yes. All right.
My name is Greg. Wow, this feels really formal all of a sudden. I guess I would have to second Alex's comment about the different people that emerge and personalities and bringing everybody together.
That's right. I'm going to just move this cord and head over here to our guitarist.
Hi, my name is Cole. And kind of piggybacking on Alex and Greg, I think I like the universal quality of this music a lot, just getting to speak this language and play music with people from all over the world and who all kind of share this common interest is really, it's incredible.
Ah, oh, and I get to answer too. Well, they all said a lot of the things that I feel about it. Yeah, I love being, especially as a band leader, and I'm hiring different musicians all the time. So I'm working with different people. And so it's different. Every time I do even an old standard, it comes out differently because of the interpretation of the artist that I'm playing with, which is super cool. And the international element, which is like when I went to Japan and didn't speak their language. They didn't speak mine, but we all spoke music. So to me, that was really cool.
It's fun. Jazz musicians, I find, are really good at improv.
Yeah.
You know, I come from more the world of acting and theater, and it's fun because whenever anyone's nervous, I'm like, don't worry, we're all jazz musicians. So it's going to be fine. What do you got next for us?
Well, speaking of improv, we have a Fats Waller tune, Honeysuckle Rose, which I chose just because it's just leaves a lot of room for all sorts of interpretation. So here we go. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why, you're much sweeter, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose, well, don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup, you're my sugar. Well, it's sweet when you stir it up, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips your confection, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. And I know the reason why, you're much sweeter, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose, well, don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup, you're my sugar. Well, it's sweet when you stir it up,
when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips. Yeah, confection, goodness knows. My honey sakura.
Excellent, excellent. We are having a wonderful live studio session here with the Nancy Erickson Quintet, which includes members of the 200 Trio, Alex Dugdale on saxophone, and of course, Nancy Erickson on vocals. And just before we say goodbye, I did want you to just mention, now that everyone's heard you, the projects that you're involved in and where they can catch you, buy your stuff, stalk you, whatever you want. Say who you are again.
Okay, well, my name is Alex Dugdale. I'm playing saxophone here today. I was in here maybe a month or so ago with a fantastic new group called High Pulp, funk fusion band. It was incredible. So, you know, if you can get to hear them, you definitely should. I also lead my own group, the Fade Quartet or Quintet, with the 200 Trio here. It's different depending on who books the gig. If Max books it, it's Fade plus Alex, or 200 Trio plus Alex Dugdale. And if I book it, it's Fade. And we're playing at Tula's on August 30th. And then we got a spot in Earshot Jazz and the Jackson Street Jazz Walk in September. So look for Fade.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over.
My name is Greg again. Man, I just drew the short straw. This is painful. Yeah, the 200 Trio performs a ton. We usually host the Angry Beaver session with a rotating guest artist every Sunday in Greenwood. And then we'll be at the Lakedale Jazz Festival in Friday Harbor all of Labor Day weekend. Anything else is probably on our calendar or soon to be on our calendar on our website, 200trio.com.
We'll go to Nancy here. And I just, I like that little, I heard Mama Lives Short and Bread, or there was some song that you put in that last little bass line. It sounded like it's me. Mama's Little Baby, Loves Short and Bread. I was like, I think he's playing that song. All right. And Nancy has a fabulous CD.
Yes. My CD was recorded by Jim Wilkie of KNKX. So we love him and appreciate that he did that for us. So that was recorded about a year ago in October. And it's being released on the 25th of this month at the Royal Room. So I'm having an event. Please come. It's at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. And tickets are on sale at strangertickets.com. And what else? I'm just playing this Friday at Grazzi's in Bothell with the Paul Miranda Group. And so check out my website, nancyericksonsings.com, and you can find where I'm going to be.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm Paige Hansen. We've had a great studio audience. Let's give them a big hand again. This is the Nancy Erickson Quintet with Alex Dugdale on saxophone. And we also want to thank our studio sponsor, our studio session sponsor, the Shack Arts Center. Thank you, our sound engineer, John Kessler, Parker Blum on video. And we'd like to thank the KNKX Leadership Circle. It's your support that helps make these KNKX exclusive studio sessions possible. So thank you very much. We'll head back to the studios now with Robin.